Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I am so grateful that you prefer to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for caring to be present. And I pray that you are always inspired and motivated to donate to WRFG for what you're receiving, and that you are caring to apply the truth that your spirits are registering into your life, so that your life becomes ever more of all of that that you would have it be. But also, I am here to remind us that we are always so blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. But there is a need for us to consciously care, to really cultivate and develop ourselves, to invest in ourselves, to liberate at the cellular level so that we have the opportunity to live greater lives in the fullness of ourselves, as opposed to our just living and working and eating and sleeping and basically dying our lives, as opposed to exalting the fullness of the gifts and the blessedness of our being as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent and ever-present, always pervasively filling all spaces. And for our knowing that in this now moment, as other ones are gearing up and working their plans and planning for us to fail, we have to consciously care to do everything that is truly in our own best interest, to stand up, to raise up, to consciously care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that it is okay and it is all right and it is very necessary for us to function supremely intelligently, to know that that is our gift. And we will never have a greater time than the now to self-actualize, self-realize, be harmonized in the will of existence, to exalt a full effort in our living so that we are literally taking responsibility to reverse the issues that are crystallizing in our tissues, that we care to really represent the lineages that we have come through in the establishment of this eternal order. And to know that there's nothing that we can gain from working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, except sickness, illness, and disease, because there is absolute law. And the absolute law is that we should be consciously caring to fulfill destiny, to master ourselves, our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, to truly do that which is consistent with the will of existence in the progression of us as a planetary people, as a humanity of people, but on behalf of Mother Earth and all of her creatures. And to see that people are just building and building and building tighter and tighter and tighter in smaller spaces, but up higher and higher and higher without doing anything to really strengthen the foundations, the infrastructures, to come to a point and place where we realize that there are those who have combined their resources and money to make more money, but without the thought of what is best. And those who do not care to do everything they can to create a greater wellness, a greater wholeness, will skip steps, compromise, and end up creating more devastation. And so there is wisdom in caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in this now moment as intelligences of existence, and to know that our right alignment with life, with light, with truth, and the commitment to add unto the wholeness, the wellness, the healing of everything and everybody is going to create a much greater wealth and a much greater prosperity than taking advantage of just a capitalistic opportunity to invest in things for money's sake without consciously caring to add to the richness and the wealth of Mother Earth, her creatures, and particularly the populace of the planet. Because there is absolute law that governs life and there's absolute law that governs wealth and prosperity, then it matters that those of us who really care to truly walk in the opulence and the abundance of wealth and richness, that we are investing in ourselves and ourselves without creating sickness, illness, and disease. Because we will never have a wealth that is greater than ourselves. And we see how people go for the money, and there's nothing wrong with the money. Money is what it is. It's just how we use it or misuse it that really matters. And sometimes we see that the more money people have, the more money they waste, the more money they have, the more self-destructive they become. And that's why the wisdom would have us invest in the wealth of ourselves first, to prioritize, so that we are cultivating the wealth of our youth and our children. We are consciously caring to develop their talents, their skills, and their abilities to really be on the process, in the process of conscious unfoldment and maturation, as opposed to supporting them and being on the path of adulteration. We've all been there. We know what that is. To come to a point and place where our hearts become heavy because of the guilt, the shame, the blame, the violations, the misuse, the abuse. And our now moment requires us to shift our focus so that we are ensuring the progression of us as a people, that we are ensuring the healing, the wholeness, that we are contributing to the healing of the planet, to Mother Earth, her creatures, to come to a point and place where we are not complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with those agendas that are not in the best interest of anything or anybody. And capitalism could possibly work much better if the people themselves would not be complicit with their own cellular oppression, so that we can outthink the thought. That it's all right to provide substances for consumption for children, for pubescents, adolescents, maturing ones, elders, and whatnot that have absolutely nothing that the body truly needs. No substance, no life force, nothing that the body needs. And to invest so much money in the psychological manipulations and behavior modification that puts people in a position where they feel as though undermining themselves is fun. And that they're not having a good time unless they are undermining themselves and their selves. We're in a now moment that requires us to really have an understanding and an understanding that the greatest prosperity and wealth comes with the richness of life in the substance of our relationships, our interactions, our loving and being loved and cared for and respected and validated and treasured and cherished, that there is something much more that we should be applying ourselves to than just materiality, sensuality, sexuality, gluttony, and those things that undermine our whole lives and possibly compromise our afterlives and our eternal lives, to be in a now moment where it matters to us to stand on behalf of life, to celebrate this now moment where we have the opportunity to cast off all of the yokes of oppression, to stand and consciously care to facilitate our own liberation, and not to wait on government, not to wait on education, not to wait on the churches, not to wait for anybody, but to claim our rights and our responsibility and our ability to respond right now in this now moment on behalf of life itself, to really breathe ever more deeply, to understand that we are taking in the very life force of existence itself that beats our hearts and breathes us, that charges us, that gives us the capacity to tap into the unseen realm so that we are able to bring forward the support of our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to come under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place and space where we are walking companioned and in the company of angels of light, to be in a place and space where we are being whispered to, we are being cultivated, we are standing and living on behalf of our mutual and collective resurrection as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is supremely present. And as we are embracing the reality of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, as the way we really prosper and the way we are able to flip the script, to be in a mindset where we're tapped into the infinity of possibilities and we are coming forward with the solutions to the problems and the answers to the questions and facilitating the greater healing and wholeness that is necessary because of this pandemic of sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, degradation, violation, molestation, rape, pedophilia, pornography, and all of the ills that put us in a place and space where humanity's and humankind's lives hang in the balance, because there is no way to truly be continued in existence where there is no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And we've taken for granted that no matter what we do, that our outcome will be the same. And we're seeing the evidence of so many ones passing away from heart attacks and strokes and accidents and things because they were not as conscious and conscientious about caring for themselves and their selves. We are under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and food has become the tool of oppression, and then the weapons of mass destruction are the sugar and the alcohol and the tobacco and the artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame laden, all of these things that literally poison and rob the body temple of its treasures and its wealth and its richness and the integrity and high ethic and morality and sensibility and ingenuity and creativity and gifts and skills of those ones who dwell in the temples as the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We are in a place where we need to be redeemed and to come to that place where redemption is something that we apply ourselves to so that we can be completely cleared and cleansed of the memory of the violations, the taintedness that comes, the low self-esteem and the fear and doubt and inconsistency and contradictions and hypocrisy that undermine our true success in establishing firmly our faith and confidence in knowing how to think and how to work the laws that govern us. And so there's so much time that we spend in generating income without consciously caring to truly spend the quality of time in resubstantiating the mind and the presence and the capacity for thought and the understanding and the understanding of how to work and be in harmony with the laws that govern life. And to see that people will work and work and work and work and work and have less and less and less and less of themselves as a result of it because they did not get quiet and get still and feed themselves, feed their spirits, feed their minds, consciously care to be harmonized with the soul. The capacity that we have been given for thought, for literally seeing, imagining that which is fulfillment of our desires and needs, our consciously caring to lift our voices and open our hearts and to tap into the reality that we do dwell in the infinity of possibilities, and there truly is nothing that we cannot accomplish. When we care to be harmonized in the ways of existence, the laws of existence, the light and the truth of ourselves. And to know that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the churches, the educational institutions, the socialization, the cultures, the governments, everything is co-conspirating against the well-being of the people. And they say, oh, well, they do that for the money. And I'm saying, well, if they were truly about money, if they were truly about wealth, if they were truly about richness, they would not be launching a campaign of genocide and depopulation against the planet and its people. If you truly care to prosper. And why go through the trouble of building and building and building so much more and so much more when you have generations that are dying younger and younger? And so there's a lot that is going on in this now moment, and we give thanks for all of those who are the light bearers and truth-sayers and those ones who care to respond correctly and directly in this now moment by exalting a full effort and a full life's urge. Taking the time to realize the reality of the eternity and timelessness, taking the time to be centered, to get still, to master oneself and one's thoughts and one's energies and one's desires, and to really fill our day-to-day lives with love and laughter and harmony and peace, and consciously caring to be poised in the reality of dwelling in the presence and as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That is the true substance of all there is. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. It's designed us perfectly. an our now moment to claim the perfection of our being. So that we are able to be healed. And this is where wisdom truly starts, in this now moment. No matter how old you may be chronologically in years, the spirit that dwells as our reality and the intelligence that animates us and that is all around us is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should be living and thinking and consciously caring to be able to respond correctly in any and every now moment. As citizens of the cosmic, as conscious immortals, as those who are tapped in, tuned in, and always turned up and turned on to absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as our way to triumph over situations and circumstances, conditions and whatnot, to be in a place where we are always knowing the absolute reality, and in the absolute reality, we all have exactly what we need right now with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that which is truly essential for our lives, we already have it. It's being provided consistently without charge. And so to participate in a system of capitalization where you have the opportunity to undermine that which beats your heart, to undermine that which breathes you, to undermine your inheritance, your heritage, to disregard and disrespect the integrity of the lineages that you represent, and to ignore the responsibility to truly represent those lineages that we have come through. And when we find that people are careless with themselves, then there is devastation that comes. So dealing with a planet of devastated people, spiritually devastated, mentally devastated, emotionally devastated, then you have the opportunity to create so much devastation. So it does matter that we each are consciously caring to show up and enhance the substance of our own being, and to literally add unto ourselves from the wellspring of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that we can tap into, so that we are able to facilitate our liberation and our resurrection as a humanity of people, that we are able to harmonize with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are literally qualifying for continuance in existence in light of and in spite of all of the effort towards depopulation and genocide. We are in a now moment where it matters what we are standing for, what we're living for, what we do on a daily basis in our best interest and in the best interest of the wholeness of ourselves, our children, our families. Because nothing makes sense if we don't care to fulfill the purposes of being on the planet in self-actualizing, self-realizing, harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are leaving the planet having qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals, being birthed into the spirit worlds as embryonic gods and goddesses, because we took the time to truly harmonize with the will of existence, the love of being directly, to get our hearts as light as feathers, to literally be bathed in the salvation and the deliverance that is available to us by virtue of how we focus our thought and our mind on things that are exalted thoughts, so that we are able to walk an exalted walk regardless of how low we've been and dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation. We can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified from defilement, from our mistakes, from our misgivings, from all of the mischievousness and all of the things that we were socialized to feel entitled to experience because we didn't know what else to do. We didn't have a better example. And cleaning ourselves up after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of violation in the blood from feeding off of carcasses that was saturated with chemicals, nitrates and nitrites and all matters of synthetics and these things that literally are concentrating and saturating and contraindicating in our brain, in our tissues, in our organs, in our glands, creating the cancers and the lupus and all of the diseases that are affecting our nervous system and our capacity for true liberation, because it is very difficult to hold the proper thought and mindfulness when we are not well and we are filled with fear and doubt and trepidation and inhibition, and we continue to listen to those who have no clue, and then those ones of us who are coming forward with answer and solution that are really very simple, then you are hemming and hawing about it, dragging your feet to do what's truly in your own best interest and submitting to surgery and butchery and sorcery and all of the pharmacology and all of these things. So we're in a now moment where you are being urged and encouraged to care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to come to that place and space where you would prefer to be whole and well and wealthy in the resubstantiation of your own personal presence and the integrity of who you are as this point of the presence of God in that temple that is your body, where you dwell and where you live and where you meet God and where you commune with God and where you come to be able to hear the voice of God and to move with the hand of God. We are in a now moment where this is not about religion, and it is not about anything other than how we can become a restored people to get beyond all of the sickness and the degradation and the alcoholism and the drug addictions and the sex addictions and all of the things that wear away and put us in a place where we forget who we are, what we are, why we are, and to know that we'll never have anything greater than ourselves. It is our now moment to care, to be in the light and the truth and the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the redemption and salvation of a fallen humanity, it is our time to stand as a resurrected people. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with another generation from Adaya. Children are the spirit of the world by Didi Bridgewater. Children of the Crossroads by Musiki Scales and the Common Ground Collective. And then Children of the Ghetto by Philip Bailey. Children of the Universe by Adaya, and On Children, Sweet Honey in the Rock. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3, and until further notice, I also host from 3 to 6 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for caring to be present consistently over time. And I am praying consistently over time to give you more inspiration, insight, and motivation to commit every atom and every cell of your being to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we each are made whole, body, heart, mind, and consciously connecting and caring to be connected to our souls. We're in a now moment that requires us to really have an understanding and an understanding as to who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is referred to as God. We're in a now moment that is requiring us to care to be in the integrity of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of that which we refer to as God. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to be rightly aligned with the integrity of the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that which we are immersed in, absolutely beating our hearts, it's breathing us. We are these points of it, and it matters that we care in this now moment to be caring, to be loving, to exalt a full effort in our living, to be in a place and space where we are no longer divided or feeling the right to be divided within ourselves, but to understand that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that it matters that we do nothing to undermine ourselves. It matters that we care to respond correctly and directly to being warred against. It matters that we care to do everything within our power to set a new precedent for how we handle our relationships, particularly how we provide and protect our children. There is no way that we can truly have real success in life when we are a detriment to ourselves. There is no true way to truly be successful in life when we don't care to do what we were born to do in consciously caring to self-actualize, self-realize, and to be harmonized with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and to be able to be qualified for continuance in existence as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And there are those who would disagree with me. And they think that, well, success is being able to accomplish whatever it is I set out to do, regardless of what the purpose in existence actually is. But being in a place where we have no clue as to what the purpose in existence is, being in a place and space where we have no commitments to the laws that govern our existence, being in a place and space where we are anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, and stupefied, where we have no real commitment to being, means that whatever else you do, there is no way in hell that you could possibly be successful in this life because you have not understood what the purpose of actually being is. And our religious training should have given us that. Our education should have given us that. Our socialization and all cultures should be harmonized in that way, because there are no ones, regardless of what hue of people we may be, there are no ones who are here under their own auspices. There are no ones who do not come from other lineages that represent lineages of people, lineages who have suffered under the hands of oppressive ones, under the hands of warring ones, under the hands of wicked ones. And now we are having the opportunity to really cast off all of those things so that we are able to be truly revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence, and to be supremely present and supremely intelligent in a now moment that requires us to be wise enough, caring enough, loving enough, disciplined enough to accept that there are no limitations to what we can accomplish as individuals, as communities, as families, as nations. But to understand that there's no way that we can love killing ourselves and have the fullness of life, regardless of how much money we generate, regardless of how far and wide we may go and travel and our experiences take us, we really have a greater opportunity to experience ever greater degrees of joy and peace and happiness and love and light and wisdom and all of the things that come with the infinite intelligence that we each are when we are completely committed to living, completely committed to the laws that govern our living, completely committed to being all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to dwell in the reality that there is no amount of money, no amount of minted coins in what whatever metal that has greater value than one breath or one beat of our hearts, to come to a place and space where we're walking in the wealth of the opulence and the abundance of existence itself, knowing that there is no lack of intelligence anywhere, that we're immersed in the abundance of the fluidity of existence itself, and there is nothing that man can create, nothing that wombed man can create, nothing that people can create that is greater than existence itself, greater than life itself, so that we cannot truly have success if we're not committed to living, we're not committed to honoring, not committed to exalting the oneness of life, the divinity of life, the sacredness of life, to be poised in the peace of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Our now moment is so divine, but we are in a place where we will be challenged, and each generation has other challenges as a result of what the previous generations did not know to do, did not think to do, did not care to do. And so we give thanks for all of those who've come before us, because we are the beneficiaries of all of that they have left us with, all of that we have access to, all of the epiphanies, the realizations, the revelations, the commitments, the sacrifices, and all of that we have. But our having access to it is for our utilization of it, to be the beneficiaries of it, so that we're truly benefiting ourselves, so that we can truly be benefiting to everything and everybody else. But to be in a place and space where we're sharing a now moment with people who will kill anything and everything for a freaking dollar, and then we go and buy it. You understand? To come to a place and space where we are immersed in the reality that of every hue of people, every race and every nation of people, that you have those who are murderers and killers and bastardizers and usurpers and capitalizers and liars and thieves. And within everyone, every nation and every race of people, every hue of people, you have those who are striving with all of their might to consciously put band-aids on the cancers that other ones are creating. And then there are those ones who are not participating holistically at all. They are not doing anything that is truly in their best interest, that they are a detriment to themselves, because that's the program that world culture is influencing. So now there are those who are of all of those races and nations who are consciously seeking to stand up, stand right, be rightly aligned, to go through the processes of forgiving, repenting, and honoring, and clearing, and cleansing, and consecrating, doing that which is theirs to do on behalf of life itself, on behalf of all there is. We are in such an auspicious moment. Why? Because the light has the right to triumph. Why? Because the law is supreme. Why? Because there is no way in hell, no way within the earth, upon the earth, or above the earth, that those ones who have no commitment to living, who have no commitment to life, who have no commitment to light, who have no commitment to right, can continue to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, death, and violation, and all of that warfare, and all of this poison, and then survive it and live gloriously or prosperously, when this has been the seed, the nature of the seeds that they have been sowing for generations. But it does not absolve us of our own responsibility to be in a place and space where we're caring to be cleared and cleansed from the violation of how we have been permeated and penetrated in every atom and every cell of our being by those toxins and poisons and lies and belief systems that have not served our greater good because they have not properly oriented us in the truth of our divinity and our responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment. We're so blessed in this now moment because that which many of us, or some of us, have been exalting for decades, now it's finally coming to the forefront of the minds of other ones. But it's taken millions of people to die before these ones got an inspiration to really go deeper and to reach higher. And our children's generation, or the 30-some-year-old generation, they and the 20-some-year-old generation, don't have 20 years to be out of order before they figure out what it is. You understand? Those who are 70 now, 75, 80, you understand? They've had 20 years, they've had 30 years to be out of order at some point before they came to light and have had the opportunity to really knock and seek and find over the last 40 years. Now, the benefit of us having done that work should be benefiting everybody, but everybody needs to be in a place and space where they're committed to life itself, committed to themselves directly, committed to being whole. And where we are wise enough to realize that our commitments will carry us, and that the commitment to being, the commitment to loving, the commitment to exalting a full life's urge, the commitment to honoring, enhancing, enriching, facilitating, growing, cultivating, the commitment to light and right and triumph and love and labor and in learning, and that which allows us to speak the language that is liberating, to utilize all of our faculties towards enhancing the quality of our being so that we are resubstantiated in the integrity of our divinity, so that as we are maturing, we're coming into greater and greater degrees of personal clarity of mind and proficiency in being who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is so absolutely intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody else, which is why there is no prosperity that can possibly be had at the detriment of other ones. You can't war against the existence, the intelligence of existence, war against that which we refer to as God, war against the presence of divinity and the sacredness and the sacrament of life, and survive it. And many have gotten so comfortable where we have forgotten that there's absolute law, and the seeds that were sown in the marginalization and the disenfranchisement and the anesthetization and stupefaction and intoxication and violation of our Aboriginal families, our Indigenous families, our African families, and all of the ones that these ones, their blood still cries out from the earth. There is karmic debt that is already being exacted as a result of the violations that have not been atoned for. And so it's necessary for us, particularly those of us on this North American continent, to consciously care to get in alignment with universal and cosmic order and law in the fulfillment of love, being the harmony of the whole of existence itself. We can't be bigots and racists and homophobic and all of these other things. We cannot be divided within ourselves and have the fullness of life. It's important that those of us who really, really care to live long, prosperous lives, that we are doing everything we possibly can to be corrected after following those who have been wrong for so long. That it is our now moment, our blessing in this now moment, to be given opportunity to shift this paradigm, to be in a place and space where we have the opportunity to come correct, where we have the opportunity to accept correction. We have the opportunity
to rethink it all, to be in a place and space where we can be completely cleared of our own anger and resentments and frustration and all of that, to come to a place where we are counting our blessings, allowing ourselves to be humbled in the reality of how blessed we actually are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, but also to consciously accept the reality that through our clearing, our cleansing, our consecration of these body temples, we can get into a much greater degree of direct communication with the unseen, with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to come under the auspices of our souls so that we can get it right. We don't have to be in a consistent state of guesstimation and estimation and speculation, that we can get direct downloads of insight that gives us the motivation and the faith and confidence to move forth rightly in creating the healing that needs to take place within ourselves, within our families, within our communities, within our countries, and within the world. We are in a place and space where the world is much smaller now than it's ever been. But to understand that as the waters are warming from all of the feces and all of that which is being dumped into the waters and streams, and the ice is melting, and the waters are rising, and the spirits of the ancients and whatnot are still moving through the storms, that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to rise in this now moment. It is no time for us to be in a place where we are careless, that we are not considerate and respectful of the reality that we are living on a planet that is a living being, and we cannot be desecrating and defiling her as well as leading her animals and creatures into extinction, and then think that there's some real prosperity we can have just because we got money. This now moment in which we're in is calling us to truly anchor within every fiber of our being a wholehearted commitment to being. This now moment in which we're living is calling for us to anchor within every fiber of our being a wholehearted commitment to being whole. This now moment in which we're living is calling for us to answer the call to rise in the light of the truth of the ones that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to consciously care to be supremely intelligent. See, over the years, the decades of no meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, and all of these inebriants, intoxicants, and all of that, I have a degree of care and love to see us whole body, heart, mind, and soul. I have learned and earned my degrees of care and love to understand the responsibility of caring and loving regardless of the situation and circumstance, regardless of what we've done or what we've not done, to understand that our real responsibility here is to walk in the integrity of who we are as the Christed beings that we were born to be, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are just not who we are identifying ourselves to be as doctors and lawyers and jailers and judges and all of this stuff that creates all of this divisiveness, where those are patting themselves on the back for their career objectives and their accomplishments as this, that, or the other, when we have failed to realize what and who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, that is the commonality between us, that we are of this one absolute and supreme presence and source of existence itself, and our greatest resource right now is the reality that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we're completely complementary where we are in our light. The issue for us is consciously caring to function in the light of supreme intelligence, The issue for us is consciously understanding the impact and the effect that breakfast cereals and cow's milk and artificially colored and artificially flavored and NutraSweet and aspartame and all of these other chemicals, the Splenda, the Equal, the white sugar and flour products, the white flour and the white this and the biscuits and the pancakes and the waffles and the donuts and the dinner rolls and the potato chips and all of these things that sit on shelves and in packages and all of the artificially colored, artificially flavored, the Doritos and all of these things. And what it does to us, it makes you absolutely crazy where you think that you can live and be happy and joyful killing yourself. And just because you've got money, you're successful. You can find comfort in undermining yourself. We're in a place now where your greatest degree of success is going to come as a result of your commitment to being all that you are as this point of the presence of the absolute. To walk in the divinity of your being, the integrity of the divinity of your being. Being in a place and space where you're committed to being, not just doing, not just careers. Because our careers generally are not giving us a proper orientation from the perspective of what the purpose in existence is. And those who have become professional, who've now signed off on all of the things that they've been certified, licensed, and degreed to do, but knocking and seeking and asking for actual solution and healing, is the thing that is needed, because all of the professions put them all together. If we could put them all together, then this government could not possibly be waging war against everything and everybody and be successful if the professionals were not participating with it. Restoring cosmetically is not the same thing as healing or facilitating true regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization. And we are so grateful and so thankful for those who are going deeper and reaching higher to stand in a greater degree of personal responsibility to reverse these issues within their own tissues, but also to do whatever they possibly can to facilitate the cleansing and the healing of the children. To be real womb men and men does not require being licensed, certified, and degreed to practice a thing. Being real men and real women means that we are accepting duty, obligation, and responsibility to be restored into the real estate of manhood and womanhood as the perpetuators and the progenitor of lineages of people, and knowing that perpetuating our lineages is what we're here to do, and that knowing how to feed and knowing how to cleanse and consciously caring to be rejuvenated and regenerated is a part of that process, particularly where we are being warred against, and depopulation and genocide is everywhere around us. Through this pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, despair, degeneration, depression, suppression, oppression, violence, and all of this, we have the responsibility, duty, and obligation to care to be the solution to the problems and have the answers to the questions, but be willing to stand in the integrity of the divinity of our being and truly exalting the sacredness of life itself and honoring the oneness of existence, so that we are not divided within ourselves, nor are we caught up in the divisiveness of feeling that one, this one over here is entitled to violate and subjugate and dominate these ones over there, or that you can make money killing things and people and really prosper. Our prosperity is going to be ever more exalted when we consciously care to cultivate the wealth of ourselves. Through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, the regeneration, the revitalization. And to stand as a resurrected humanity. on behalf of the whole of existence itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, to the glory of the lineages that we all represent, and in harmony with the cosmic ordering, cosmic law, cosmic government, and that order being established upon the planet as the order of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.